You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We are going to begin today. We are going to continue today, and we are going to end today, yes, with inflation. And if that comes as a shock, well, have you seen the numbers? I mean, of course you have. The consumer price index was up 1.2% February to March, 8.5% from a year ago. That is a lot, I think, is the macroeconomic term. The reasons why we have covered also a lot. But look, the Federal Reserve has made inflation its number one priority. We know that because they tell us all the time. So surely, with all the interest rate hikes that are coming, relief is just around the corner, right? Right? Marketplace's Sabri Benishor gets us going.
Welcome to my shower.
Thank God this is radio and not TV.
We are here because this is where Harvard economist and former Treasury Secretary under Obama, Larry Summers, says you can see the challenge of controlling inflation.
We've all had the experience of being in a shower where there's a 20-second lag between the time you turn the faucet and the time the temperature of the water changes. And it's really hard not to scald yourself or freeze yourself.
Yeah, it's still cold over here. The Fed raises interest rates to control inflation, but it takes anywhere from 9 months to 2 years for it to actually have an effect. So it's hard to know. Are you not doing enough and letting inflation get away? Or are you doing too much and sending the economy into a recession? Now, just to back up for a second, there are a couple reasons why it takes so long to see results from inflation policy.
The first is that most people don't pay that much attention to interest rates. They don't pay that much attention to the Federal Reserve.
Laura Veldkamp is an economist at Columbia.
And because we're unaware, we don't change how we behave.
Not until we start to notice things in our daily lives affected by rising interest rates. Mortgage rates are really high, or my credit card bill is extra high. And then it takes time for our reactions to filter through the economy. We buy fewer homes, we buy less stuff, companies start holding down prices, the housing market calms down. All of that takes a while, which means
we'll probably see some still very elevated inflation over much of the remainder of this year.
Alan Dettmeister is an economist at UBS and used to work at the Fed. Here is the wrinkle. Some of what is causing inflation has nothing to do with the Fed or its interest rates. Things like the war in Ukraine, lockdowns in China, supply chain problems.
So the Fed's main tool of interest rate increases, which generally affect aggregate demand, is not well suited for the current inflation.
But it has to try, because who knows what's going to happen with the war and supply chains in China. Marcus Brunnermeier is an economist at Princeton.
Of course, there is hope that, you know, the energy prices might stabilize again. Perhaps a war in Ukraine will slow down, but these are only hopes.
But of course, he says, you can't base policy on hope alone. And there's no saying something else won't come up, which bumps up inflation again. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.
I said we're going to continue with inflation because inflation, and here is Exhibit A, breakfast cereal prices up 9% year on year, coffee up 11%, bacon up 18%, oranges, beef, chicken, milk. I could go on, but I won't. Instead, just two words, bulk buying. Here's Matt Levin.
Jessica Sanchez never considered herself a Costco person, but now every time she opens her refrigerator, she gets a reminder that her shopping identity is evolving.
And now I have like 6 bottles of kombucha in my fridge that I still haven't drank.
Sanchez used to shop mostly at regular supermarkets with her 2 kids in tow.
It's tough when it's like an extra $100 a week that you're spending on groceries.
Expecting that to continue, Sanchez bought a Costco membership in January and started buying some things in bulk. That's how basic economic theory says consumers should act in times like these, says Scott Baker at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management.
They basically want to bring those purchases forward to the present when prices are lower versus waiting to purchase those goods in the future when they think prices are going to be much higher.
That's more good news for Costco, which already benefited from pandemic stockpiling, says Arun Sundaram at the investment research firm CFRA.
Over the past 2 years, about a 13% increase in their membership rates. And when they gain new members, they tend to stay.
He says the pandemic has also loosened a key bulk buying constraint for many families.
A lot of people we saw move from more urban environments to the suburbs. You know, that in turn allows you to have more storage space.
But even if you have room in the new garage, you probably don't want to store eggs and milk in there. Though she buys less at the regular supermarket than she used to, Jessica Sanchez still shops there for more perishable items. And there's another benefit.
You get points when you grocery shop for fuel.
Sanchez says she would get gas at Costco, but nowadays the line is just way too long. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
It is indeed. So that was the story of what we're buying and how much of it we're buying. Now, what it's like to be the person selling. We get March retail sales on Thursday. In other words, how much inflation might be weighing on consumer demand. So we've called our usual trio of small businesses to see what's what price and inflation wise. First up, Kristen Tullheimer Bingham, co-owner of Dean's Sweets up in Portland, Maine.
Our costs are rising for sure. The cost of cocoa has gone up. Prices for shipping have gone up. One of our sugar suppliers recently added a fee, probably due to gas prices, we think. When something like chocolate or cocoa is available, instead of buying 5 cases, for example, we'll order 50. Our prices haven't changed. It's a calculation, of course. We can't read our customers' minds, but we do have a feel for the price point that we think they're comfortable being in. So that's really why we haven't increased our prices.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.